POL or on something or whatever. So there he was playing and meditating and deep within, seeking guidance and begging that, please help me to become myself again. I just want to be me, the real me. Now, when you pray like that, and God starts to help you, don't expect it to just happen. Automatically, but you are put in situations where you need to throw off the illusions and the unreal. Because it is you who keeps holding on to them, to that false identity which you have taken on here, not someone else putting it on you. So there he was, and he realized, my goodness, some trials and tribulations appearing here, challenges. Was he ready to give up everything that kept him from just being himself? Of being satisfied with just being himself. So he felt more and more like an alien in this world, as he saw how superficial and how flickering, temporary, everything here is, and how controlled everyone here is by the gunas. The anger, how it really is Shadowland, where most people are hovering in their shadows. How it's not about being good and bad even, but where you take shelter, where you, how you choose to make or try to make your life work. By greed or by benevolence or tolerance, if your life is about yourself or others, or me or we, and when you let go of the bias. All those images in your mind. Of what is real. What is desirable? What your life and the world is made up of? When you let go of them, when you see that they are not real, they are temporary, dreamy, illusory. Because of that, and it's easy to let go. And what remains is what's real. And if you then see your friends, kinsmen, women, struggling in that dream, some have been hurt and are afraid. Some are still all the members of a group or religion or whatever that may be exalted. Are still enamored by the beautiful images the hopes and the desires are there and but when you really the spiritual path for real, seriously. Not just as members of a cool or familiar community. A fashion trendy thing, or to do some meditation. Feel peaceful. But the actual solution and conclusion to life giving up the illusions. That which isn't, that which you had to leave anyway in a short time now. Yes. When the lessons of aging start to sink in, the real deep lessons, and the beautiful images of your desires thinner, transparent, and dreams that know won't take shape in this world, in this life. That are mere dreams, memories of the past. Life when you were younger, maybe the same dreams as you had then. And try to realize during your life, maybe you could lost them or you couldn't, and still hope for them, but then alas, that time is over. And just as you had heard, death when it inevitably arrives, just seconds away from you, first try to you first can't believe it. You try to push it away, but it's there, and you panic, you become angry, you become disturbed, you become fearful, and then you surrender to it. After fighting it, and then it's much better, and so is old age. When you finally realize that here you are in old age, and your youth is gone, and you may say to yourself courageously, "Well, I'm forever young." And that may be true, and it is. We're all forever young. And that which ages crumbles, starts to break down bit by bit. As the years now go by, it's not the real you. Well, that is good to know, he thought, lying there. In a body that was now, yes, visibly aging. And yes, when you accept that, surrender to that, then it feels quite good. Especially when you know that you are forever young. And he felt sorry for poor, ignorant people who didn't know that. Who think that they are aging. That they are only this. Form. That now dwindles away. A like any other dream does. And some even stand up there declare telling us to believe them, that we are really ultimately nothing. At any moment, we will again be nothing, just as we were. Before getting conceived into this world. Poor, ignorant, people. He thought. As he slowly started gliding into sleep, another day over, how many days left here, he didn't know, but he was now ready. It was not time for him to start using those days well. And he was not going to waste any more time with useless dreams or getting entangled in flimsy material relationships to flimsy material forms. And how about love and women and the social life out there? Well, he had his share of it. Enough for this lifetime. If God wanted to bless him, sending someone And he would, of course, accept with gratitude what he also then wanted. To meet others who were themselves as well, their real selves. Into relationships could last forever, why not? Since we are forever. Yes, he missed that, he longed for such relationships, real, between real people, good, free, Satchitananda people, and yes, those are here. Serving